This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. All right, Dave, so what's on top of your Christmas tree?
An angel.
So a lot of people do an angel or a star. Now, we've never done the angel in our house. It's always been the star. Is it like a sentimental angel? What made you guys go that route?
My wife has had this angel for years. We do have a star as a backup if something happens to the angel. But we do put an angel up on top, and our tree is 11 feet tall, and it is scarier than heck to put it up.
Yeah, and when the angel gets tired, yeah, you put that star up there. It's 11 feet? Why is it scary? Do you have to climb up there?
Well, I put my wife on my shoulders and see if she can reach it, and she never can. So I have to get a ladder out, and I have to climb up there. And
wait, hold
I
up.
I want to see
up.
This sometime.
Hold on. You've put your wife on your shoulders? I know you're never supposed to ask this question, but, like, how big is your wife? What does
she
weigh?
My wife is beautiful, thin, and very light. And I don't think she's listening right now, but I wish she was.
You know what? You have an angel on top of your tree, and you have an angel on your shoulders.
Oh,
I love that. She'll love it, too.
Very cool. Well, hey, happy holidays. Thanks for being on the show, Dave.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye. All right, we're talking about what's on top of your Christmas tree. People put all kinds of things up there.
Yeah.
Emma, I don't know if I've ever really seen this in people's houses. What's on top of your tree?
A Santa hat.
So why not a star or an angel, which is the norm?
So we homemade our Christmas tree, so it's like a teepee, so you can put the Christmas presents inside of it.
What
no
did you
way.
Wait a minute? What'd you make the Christmas tree out of? Is it like a blanket?
It's wood.
Wood?
Do you have lights?
Clever.
Do you have lights on it?
Yeah.
That is so clever.
That is really cool.
And then the Santa hat on top.
Is there any way you could send us a picture of that on social media on Facebook, on the Mix Facebook page?
Yeah,
we want to see this. This is so
that sounds
unique.
Awesome. And the presents are inside there. How fun and imaginative. Why not? I mean, it works.
Yeah.
That is a really cool idea. Really, now you got a lot of people thinking, oh, okay, I'm going to go to Pinterest, do a little DIY.
Right? Do that little deal up. Hey, Emma, thank you so much for that. Have a happy holiday season.
Merry Christmas, Emma.
Yeah.
Marina, what is on your tree?
We have an IKEA bucket hat on the top of our tree.
IKEA bucket hat? Why?
Why?
Well, so we live right by IKEA, and there was one time that we were walking through and may have accidentally walked out of the store with an IKEA bucket hat on top of our head.
So, oops!
So we had to find a purpose for it, and so it has been our tree topper for the last 2 or 3 years now.
You got to keep it going now. That's tradition.
You do.
Big time.
And do people come over to your house and say, Marina, what? Why is that there?
Oh, it's a great conversation starter. Absolutely.
There you go. It is. Okay. Well, I thought that was super odd. And I didn't know if anybody could put anything stranger on top of a Christmas tree. Marina, thanks so much for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
We've also got some texts here. A 208 number said, we have an owl on top of our tree.
Who said that?
Hey,
who texted that?
Here's a 414 that says we have a crown because our tree is tall and we can't fit anything else on top of it.
The queen tree.
Queen tree, exactly. But here is a number from 260. It says it's Melissa. We have a skull that we use for our wedding decor. We got married on Halloween and decorate the tree with that vibe. It stays up all year.
The skull on top of the tree.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. Oh, and Amy from Brookfield says,
okay, interesting.
She has a large partridge on top of her tree.
Is it a pear tree?
And a partridge in a pear tree.